It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. While Colorado has moved beyond the winter COVID-19 surge, hospitalizations are showing signs of rising again. The number of patients hospitalized with confirmed cases of COVID-19 rose by 45 between Monday and the day before. It jumped from 283 to 328, a 16% increase and the biggest spike since late November. Dr. John Samet directs COVID-19 modeling for the state. He notes the change comes along with spring break, and it spotlights how hard it has been to bring the virus under control.
It's really hard to predict.
The number of people getting vaccinated continues to grow steadily, but much of Colorado's population is not yet protected. Last April, Jesse Pocock of Inside Out Youth Services in Colorado Springs was figuring out how to provide services to LGBTQ youth online. KRCC's Elena Rivera caught up with Pocock to see how it's going.
Jesse Pocock says reflecting back on almost a year of virtual services has shown her the resiliency of her staff.
We all reimagined what coming together in queer community looks like. It really has been such a learning experience and also such a hard experience not being able to be in community together in person.
Expanded online services have allowed the organization to reach youth in rural areas that might not have made it to their facility. Pocock says a big focus of their programming has been helping young folks navigate the mental health challenges of the pandemic. She says the organization is planning a reopening in late April with a hybrid model of services both in person and online. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Colorado school districts will not lose money this year, even if their enrollment dropped during the pandemic. The governor signed a bill Monday that holds school funding steady and backfills some lost local property tax revenue. The measure directs an extra $85 million to school districts, with much of it going to rural schools. The heavy snow that came to parts of Colorado this past weekend is not expected to do much to lessen drought conditions across the state. The storm did bring snow totals on the eastern plains close to normal, but the snow was lighter in parts of western Colorado, where the drought has been most severe. And parts of the state could get more snow tonight and tomorrow. This is CPR News.